This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I think it's better than even money that I have said the word inflation on this program more than any other word the past week or 10 days or so. There were fears of wage-induced inflation after the most recent unemployment report. We told you about that. There was consumer inflation yesterday, and then this morning, the report on January wholesale inflation, the producer price index, as it's called, also up a bit. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on the inflation beat today.
Producer price inflation was barely evident in the years after the Great Recession. Not anymore, says fund manager Jerry Paul at Icon Advisors.
We're certainly seeing inflation signs that we haven't seen in the last 9 years.
So what's going on? Here's William Klein at the Peterson Institute.
Textbook economics would say that if you're at full employment and you keep increasing the fiscal deficit, you're eventually going to get inflation.
Producers are domestic suppliers of raw materials and manufacturing components, plus services like accounting and insurance. They have to hike pay to attract workers and compete for capital with government borrowing, so voila, producer prices go up. Plus, the strong global economy has pushed the U.S. dollar lower, making it more expensive to buy stuff from overseas, says Andrew Hunter at Capital Economics.
That's already feeding through into much stronger import price inflation, and I think it's only a matter of time before that starts to feed through into the consumer price numbers as well.
So, how worried should we be? Here again are William Klein and Jerry Paul.
I think there's still going to be a lot of caution before people will declare that inflation is a serious risk.
It's got most of us bond people guarded. I'd like to see more data points yet.
The Federal Reserve is also watching closely for signs of rising inflation as it decides how much to raise interest rates this year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.